Unit 14, Corporate Global Citizenship.
My first question to you is, Peter, what is really the essence of a global citizen in your mind, and how can we apply it to corporations for global leaders? What are the unique characteristics of global leaders as opposed to leaders lacking the global mindset?
Oh, it's two parts. One is that, you know, what is the citizen? A citizen used to be somebody who is interested in creating the future and making the world a better place. And in some ways, we've lost our citizenship. We have become consumers. We expect somebody else to create the future, and I'll decide whether to buy it or not. So the fact that you use the word citizen means that I am someone who says the future is in my hands to create. The word global gets complicated because it has the effect of making us all one, as if we're all in it together in the same way. Then I get nervous about globalization. I get nervous about what it means to be a global citizen. So to me, a global citizen is someone who supports local capacity, local integrity, no matter where you are in the world. And I, if I'm in the United States or I'm in India and I'm a global citizen now, I'm caring about the well-being of all other citizens in the world.
Why are corporations creating global citizenship?
Corporations create global citizenship to ensure that their stakeholders and the environment are treated ethically. My personal opinion, the best foreign service, foreign aid of a nation is its businesses reaching out to help build local capacity and avoid exploiting the country and its resources. So if HP or any other company is saying we are global citizens, we are responsible for the well-being of other cultures, maintaining their integrity, then I think it's fabulous. If global citizen means that the HP way is what gets globalized, then I get really nervous. And so the idea that globalization steals our uniqueness, steals our local capacity, and undermines individuality, that terrifies me. It scares me when I travel the world and I don't know what country I'm in. And if that's what globalization means, I go to India now, I'm in a mall. When I first went to India, they didn't have malls. Now I go to India, stay at the Marriott, and the lounge is called Baywatch. That really strikes me. So I think your notion of global citizen is a citizen who cares about the local integrity of every place in the world. That is phenomenal, if that is what corporations are doing. I think at some point, the corporations will decide that the number one goal is not to make a profit. The number one goal is to bring some kind of value into the world, and if they do that, they'll make a profit. And there are companies now, social entrepreneurs, social innovation, something called conscious capitalism. It says that we're not going to do good because it makes us money. We're going to make money so we can do good. Now that's social responsibility. Everything else is lip service.